the county judge's office often fields calls from individuals wanting information for things going on in the county, and as a result of that, I received, you know, numerous calls wanting information of how people could help and what could they do to show their respect and when were things going to happen. And I made a decision to send a public service announcement basically over our calling system to notify people of the funeral services and interment. I'd also been advised of a request to form some sort of line of respect, is the way we ended up calling it, a line of respect for the people that can't fit in the church to show their respect. As a result of that and my concern of people wanting to participate, wanting to show their respect, but also in an effort to keep people safe, I included in the call notification that the line of respect was going to take place, and asked people to stay on one side of the road, the west side of 46 and the north side of 391, and basically just encourage them to be safe and showing their respect. So it was a several-fold endeavor on our part to get the message out and to keep people safe at the same time.
The attention that's been paid to it, I would imagine, has been quite overwhelming.
Yes, sir. He grew up here in Franklin and went to school here, and his brothers did, and he's got a brother here now that has a child in school, so he's familiar with, you know, most of the people around here, and there's just it's just a respect all around for the military in general and what they do. It's not intended to be an endorsement of the conflict or the war or any political statement of any means or manner. It's a support for this young man that was doing his job and gave his life. So it's just simple respect and patriotism. We're proud of this young man.
What kind of attention outside of Franklin County have you received about these services?
We've noticed some of the postings on social networks from other counties and other states. But as far as any kind of attention for Robertson County, I mean, other than those protesters that I've been hearing about, nothing really. I mean, we've not been contacted directly.
Has it been something that that you and the sheriff and maybe even DPS have talked about, how that's going to be dealt with if it happens?
Oh, absolutely. All law enforcement, emergency services, and the people in general, we've all talked about it. And the encouragement is to remain within the law and to behave appropriately and ignore them as best as possible and do what we came here to do.
The church where the services are is in Franklin then, or is it out in the country? Or
I'm actually standing on the courthouse square looking at the church. It's half a block from the courthouse square in downtown Franklin. From my perspective on the square, I'm on the north west corner of the county square, and I'm looking at the church, and it is completely surrounded by people holding American flags at a parade rest type, in that type of position. And it's my understanding that the church is overflowing in their fellowship hall and at all points in between. I've seen and have received a lot of messages from various individuals that I know in parts of the state that, you know, have posted their desire to attend and stand in this line of respect. I have really no idea what to expect, but would not be surprised to see the entire route addressed basically with individuals showing their concern and admiration and respect for this young man.
And you're giving us the visual description. We're about an hour before the services are to begin, and that's again, another impressive sight so early before the services begin.
Yes, sir. It is. It will give you chills. So we've got obviously it's been a little windy in our area, and the wind's blowing, the flags are waving, and it's an emotional sight.
Can you estimate the distance between the church and the cemetery?
Probably about 11 miles. It's an awesome sight. There are a lot of residences down that stretch of rural roadway in the county, and several intersecting county roads that lead to populated areas. And I drive that way in the mornings, and on my way in, there were lots of American flags and yellow and black ribbons on gates and fences and trees and cattle guards and fence posts. So we know they're all thinking about it.
Any other observations that you can share with listeners as we're, again, on the eve of the services beginning?
I guess the one of the most encouraging turns of event in this is when the suspicion of protesters was came to light, this community and all of the people around the community and surrounding counties and surrounding cities, it really just brought these people together. The encouragement, the support for the family, the desire to, provide relief and respect for this young man has just it's just steamrolled. It just gets bigger by the minute. It's a very encouraging, very promising feeling to know that patriotism and desire to do the right thing is contagious.
And it's nice to be seeing it demonstrated so well.
Absolutely, absolutely. And in the heart of where you live and raise your children, and in the place that your faith is, and I grew up here. I'm proud to be from here. I'm proud of these people here. Grief can certainly bring you together, can't it?
Unfortunately, but one hopes that it's more than just. I hope it lasts for more than just one day. Town siren going off at noon on Friday.
It's noon every day. We're one and 6 o'clock.
Okay.
We still do both.
Well, I was a youth in Indianola, Iowa, and they did it that way. So I'm
absolutely we know what time to eat and we know what time to go home.
That's terrific.
Yes, sir.
Well,
so we appreciate all the support that the media has given Sergeant Burgess and his family and his service. Getting the word out to people that care, that really genuinely care about this young man and what he gave for us. I mean, he wasn't there for any reason but the standards of the United States of America. And for other people to know that this is going on, to allow them to participate, is a big deal. So we appreciate the support that the media has given and the manner in which it has been given. I believe it's been given in a respectful manner, and we do appreciate it. I wanted to tell you that.